Natural Academy, learning that grows and connects.
Hi everyone, good to have you back with us again as we start to turn towards the solstice here. I'm Rhonda Brandrick, I'm one of the co-founders of Natural Academy. And I'm joined by
Michal Connors,
who is also the second part of the founders. And then, of course, last time we did a podcast, we talked about we were in and with the Gower and introduced the Gower really as our third co-founder, which is, you know, absolutely as it is and still continues to be shaping us and growing us and feeding into and nourishing the academy in many ways. Yeah, so it's been quite a big year as we get quite reflective at this time of year as we start to begin just very slowly to bring in a different kind of energy as we enter into the darkest time of the year. And the Academy's been through a lot, and I won't speak to all of that, but certainly a sense of things really moving and growing and developing and changing, and it's just been an incredible year for that, which we're deeply grateful for, and for all the students and all the people and all the places and everything that's kind of fed into this time, our time over this year. So appreciation and gratitude for all of you that have been part of that, and maybe some of you are listening that haven't yet been able to join us. Maybe we'll get to meet you at some point. And we wanted to just kind of reflect on something that happened this just the beginning of December. So we held a little gathering of Winter's Embrace, which is a new thing for us. It involved some music and some songs that Michal's written and accompanied by Jill on the fiddle. And it was a very beautiful evening. We did it to raise money for people with cancer, living with cancer. And just gave us a chance to stop and pause and offer something back to the world, and also come together with this idea of hygge, or it's a particular song that you'll hear, which is called Clutha, which Michal's going to speak about shortly. But just that sense of gathering up and coming together and hygge, or in Welsh, I think they call it the cwch in Welsh and clutha in Irish. So all these lovely words that sort of describe what it's like for us in this hemisphere to have to face the dark and the cold and all those kinds of different elements, which give us feed us in a particular way and also challenge us in another. So we wanted to just have a bit of time to feel into that and be with you as we set into the dark.
Yeah, and this time of year helps me remember every time that really we as a community, Natural Academy, are really aligned to the cycle of the sun, to the solar cycles, and to all that brings. And, you know, following the sun, remembering this great cycle that's always there, and consciously or unconsciously we are engaging with it, and this time of year brings it very much alive as we come close to the darkest time and the solstice, and the stars start to appear and the moon more and the dark nights, just really feeling the presence of all of those other dark nighttime energies that just come in, and how important they are to come into balance with ourselves as well. So one of the things that we work with a lot is the balance between light and dark, and finding ways to come into a good and fruitful, resourceful connectedness to both the light and energy of the luminous and the dark and the energy of the more mysterious, numinous forces, and really enjoying that balance in us as well as around us. And in this part of the world, we have that delicious dance between, you know, huge amounts of sun and bright, and then hardly any at all as the dark days close in. So really feeling the embrace of this time. And of course, our ancient ones would have and did, you know, huddle up and come into the cave around the fire and hug up. And yeah, we wanted to offer something that really brings people into a connection to that sense of embracing that the winter can offer us. Yeah, and this year has been a time of immense growth, and I'm also aware of this is the time when we let go into the soil, when we let everything fall back, let go, allowing things to return and to deepen into the fecundity of the soil, and letting our whole year's experience do that. But in the same time, it's a festive time, it's a time of celebration as well, and gratitude, as Rhonda said. So a time to really feel grateful for a year, for every year, this year in particular, with whatever it's brought, both its ease and its challenges and its difficult times and its times when everything flowed in an easy abundance, and just letting things just be in a, yeah, remembering all of that.
I was just thinking as you were speaking, Michal, that, you know, to let go is, and I know for myself, to let go of what needs, like the trees are doing there, have been letting go of a lot in these past weeks, and how easily or naturally they do that. And for us, it's, well, for me, it's kind of easy to say that, and then finding it more kind of a challenge to know how to do that really, and what that means, and to be consciously engaged with letting go of what doesn't serve now, as I turn inwards. So that's really important, and not forcing anything, but just kind of noticing what it is inside in my own kind of process and journey, but and also physically, emotionally, spiritually, just being very aware of things that I need to move away from or closer towards in order to continue to nourish the world and serve the world. So I think there's a deeper trust, and sometimes because of our culture and the ways that which we constantly are switched on, especially at this time of year, to keep going and keep doing, and we've all got very, you know, strong commitments at this time of year, family, etc., etc., calls on us in a particular way, which means that to trust this cycle for us is, you know, it's something we can ask of ourselves, knowing that that decomposing and that falling away and that handing back or surrendering, whatever those patterns or things that we do, habits, etc., etc., that kind of get in the way or sort of want to interrupt our path. So there's something about, for me, a kind of trust in this time, and knowing that it's essential, even if it is counter kind of cultural to do that, that actually the slowing down, the listening, paying attention to mystery and dark, and feeling more easy, not knowing, but trusting life, even at this time of year, is still in full richness and actually an essential, necessary, vital part of the journey and the cycle.
Yeah, so there's a particular going out into the dark at this time, isn't there? Embracing it. And that was something that we encourage in all our courses, a connectedness to darkness, a way of coming back into good relation to the dark, not seeing it in as bad and wrong, but a heart of all things, and that there's a deep richness of fertility in the dark as well, like in the soil as well. And really the place to go for that is out into nature, of course, and out onto the land, into our own nature. Of course, we are nature, we're not separate, but having that sense of our own inner darkness, but also the darkness around us, and coming into relation to that and allowing ourselves to be woven by time on the land that shows us images, or internally in our own inner world, images and stories and narratives that emerge from the dark. So letting that really be part of the embracing, and a coming together at this festive time in whatever way we can. Some people have lots of people around them, some are very few, but a sense of knowing that there are many, many people who at this time, especially coming into solstice, are in a festive time, you know, celebrating in a ceremonial way the shifting of the sun as it comes back from the south and comes back up towards us, and trusting that this has been something that we as humans have known and been in relation to since we were here. So there's an ancientness to this time, an ancient remembering of our intimate part in the solar cycle. And of course in us is the sun, and it's, you know, we are the sun. We are completely and utterly alive because of the sun's energies on this earth, and the earth and the sun are in dance with each other. So remembering that as well, remembering the great connectedness and interconnectedness that we are all in, as we remember the sun and the cycle of the sun and how that dances with earth.
So a rich time. And as we start to move towards maybe closing this particular podcast, we're going to be leaving you with a particular song called Clutha that Michal wrote some time ago now. Do you want to say something about that?
Yeah, I mean, it really comes from, in some ways, my upbringing with the tradition of the Irish session around a fire and communities coming together in that sort of embrace of each other, singing and sharing poetry and telling stories, and, you know, everyone having a say, everyone, no matter who or what they offer, is welcomed, and really feeling that embrace of that, you know, the embrace of us together. So it sort of emerges from that, but it's also broader than that, in the sense that it really speaks to this, I think, time in our history, in our human and earth history that we are inhabiting, and many complex and challenging times we're facing, and how they are an opportunity for us to also reach deep inside and find connections to ourselves, to each other, to the earth, and really find ways to come back into an ever deepening interconnectedness, wholeness. So Clutha speaks to that. It speaks to being around the fire, feeling that connectedness, and really, opening our hearts to that. And in this we have the also the beautiful violin of Jill, who's brought that in as well, and Rhonda, myself, and her do some singing. And it comes out from this winter embrace that we held, which was a beautiful event down locally to us here in North Somerset, in near Bristol in the UK. And yeah, we had a really lovely evening round the fire singing these songs together. So this is one of the ones, and we're going to bring it now. So this is Clutha.
Yeah, before Clutha comes in, though, I also wanted to wish you all a wintering well time, and may deeply nourish you. May you find time to slow down and to pause and reflect yourself on your own journey over the last year, and what you might be wanting to give back in order to bring forward or plant some more seeds for the coming year and for the world. So just wishing you all well and appreciating everything that you've offered over your life to this point. And be really great to have more time with you in the new year as the academy starts to settle. We've got now a place to settle just over the hill here, just outside of Bristol. So we're going to be adjusting to that and finding ways to offer all that we do from Ham Green. So that's an exciting new phase for us all. So yeah, we'll be thinking of you and holding you in our hearts as we travel through the dark time back into the light, into the new year. Go well in it all.
Yeah, go well. And so here is Cluther. The winter storms are raging, and my whole life it's shaking. All around the fear, it seems so near. This darkness seems to bring relief, even though this cold is so deep. For whereby this firelight's warming glow. And I know that we know something deep inside helps us reach each other by this fire. And I know that we know we'll find what we need to hold each other tightly through it all. The sun, it dies this winter night. We wait like all to see the light of morning coming of a dawn. Embracing all we have and lost, our stories and the other's heart. The embers, they flicker like our life. Something deep inside helps us reach each other by the fire. You might want to sing. And I know that we know
we'll find what we need to hold each other tightly through it all.
Each other tightly through it all. Yeah, but that song is called Clúthar, and Clúthar's the Irish for the hygge. So it's about, you know, that embrace that we can have at this time of year and also for each other, especially with all that we're facing as a human race at this moment in time.
Natural Academy, learning that grows and connects.